The Denali Commission, an independent federal agency, is now 10 years old. The commission has built infrastructure such as teacher housing, clinics, and fuel tank farms throughout rural Alaska. Now the commission is looking at significant changes to the way they fund projects. Diminishing federal dollars and the outmigration of rural residents raises concerns of sustainability for expensive systems. George Kanellis is the federal co-chair of the commission. He spoke with me yesterday. Kanellis says the commission is adopting policies and making them available for the public to comment on.
Where these policies are going is we've always had a good track record of listening to local folks and focusing on village solutions. But what we're hearing is there's a need now for real regional solutions, more long-term solutions. So, for example, in energy, in addition to or instead of focusing on small solutions, let's look for connectivity. Let's look for ways that we can connect places. That's one idea. And we're also going to give more priority to partners that can help with the funding as well. We see federal dollars continuing to decline, and that's an issue that everybody's concerned about.
And there are some fundamental things that will be changing, such as geographic proximity to other projects, population thresholds. Can you give us some examples of what these changes will be beyond just that, and why they're necessary, why they're needed now?
Well, one of the tough issues for us, for example, is the duplication of facilities. So where you have communities, say, on the road system, and they're close together, what's the right answer? Should every community have every kind of facility, or can we combine facilities into some regional solution?
Are there other things that stand out that you think folks would want to be aware of at this time?
Everybody's concerned about rising energy costs and the anecdotal evidence of people on the move. And that's a great concern for us, too. I mean, one of the bedrocks of American democracy is the ability to live where you want to, live where you're able to. And people throughout history have always moved towards opportunity. But the issue for us is, are people moving because they want to or they have to?
So is a big concern of the commission right now what we're hearing about this outmigration from rural Alaska, what we know about this outmigration from rural Alaska? Are commissioners concerned about building infrastructure and then having people leave town?
Yes. Yeah, that's a real concern. And we've had a good track record so far of scaling the size of, say, clinics to match a population. But this gets really tricky in small places. And the last thing we want to do is be part of a problem where we're building something that isn't maintainable over the long term.
Do you have a sense of how this may impact smaller communities that already have few resources to compile documents and support? How will this impact people who are already stretched for putting together a proposal? It seems like this will kind of step up the bar that they have to meet.
Yeah, it's always been tough for small places with limited capacity to put together sophisticated proposals, and the commission's been on guard for that too. We recognize that part of our mission is capacity building, so we try to balance the approaches from large places as well as small places. So, for example, in the transportation program in our early years, communities, say in Southeast, that had bonding capacity, we would add our funds to theirs, and we've built some really good harbor projects in Southeast as a result. But at the same time, the very small places that can't afford the lobbyist or write a good proposal, we've got an open door policy with, and I think we've got a good track record with as well. And we also listen pretty closely to the regional nonprofits and their sense of priorities in their region.
George, what are some of the other changes that you see on the horizon for projects going forward in rural Alaska?
I'd like to see more emphasis placed on really good, I'll call it green design, that is truly energy efficient and truly combines uses. We're talking with partnering with the Cole Climate Housing Research folks up at the university, for example, who are doing some great work in thinking about better methods for housing.
You mentioned that there are fewer federal dollars, and where is the Denali Commission funding at currently, and where do you expect it to be in 10 years or 20?
10 years ago, the Commission started with a funding level of about $20 million, and we rose, thanks to Congress, to about $140 million, and we're currently at about $110 million or so. But we are dependent on the generosity of Congress year after year, and frankly, it's not a good way to do business. If there's agreement that the commission is a good business model, then we've got to find a better way to fund it.
George Kanellis is the federal co-chair of the Denali Commission. The proposed policies are available online for a 30-day public comment period. You can find them at denali.gov.